you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You scared, Ryan? Feeling scared?
No.
You should.
Why? Why is that, Matthew?
Because it's that time of the year again. It's spooky mega cast.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And in this episode, because, you know, usually spooky mega cast, we don't really delve into anything too spooky. It's just because it falls on the week of Halloween. But we will have random jump scares in this episode to feed the masses, because Hollywood's been doing it for a while. They noticed that putting in jump scares and more horror films gets the audience there, gets the numbers up, gets in more money. So we're thinking that's going to be our kind of bread and butter when it comes to the holiday season. So get ready.
Got me with that one.
Oh, me too. Anyways, now you guys know.
That was a little test. Don't listen to this one while driving or falling asleep.
We're not going to do any more jump scares. Yeah.
That's it. That was for the jump scare quota. But happy Halloween, everybody. This is the fourth.
Okay. Sorry. Now.
It's getting me too.
Sorry. Now is the last time. That will definitely be the last time.
There better
time.
Be no more.
No more. What were you saying?
I was saying.
Look at that.
I'm keeping my eyes on you.
Yeah.
I was saying that.
Is it because I'm so cute, like a little pumpkin?
Yeah, you're just like a little jack-o'-lantern.
God, you just
want to
open me up and
pull out those goopy insides.
Yeah.
Carve your eyes out. I basically just want to say happy Halloween to everyone. It's our fourth spooky mega.
It's not even Halloween yet.
Well, it's Halloween week.
Yes.
It's the week of Halloween.
Yes.
It's fourth spooky mega, so I guess this is our fourth spooky mega cast. Damn.
Whoa.
That's crazy. See, we didn't mention the episode number, but we'll comment on the fact
it is 165.
It is 165, yeah. Which is almost 166.
We're nearing 200.
Would have been scary.
Hey,
I know.
It's coming someday.
One of these days, 200, guys.
In about almost a year.
Yeah, about a year from now. Something special will be on that one. But let's talk, before we get into spooky shit, we just got back from tour. Our last tour of 2019. And it was in Texas. We did Houston, we did Austin, and we did Dallas.
Might have been my favorite show we put on, and it might have been my some of my favorite crowds.
Absolutely.
But definitely my favorite place we've traveled, because I think Texas is very much, I like the vibe. Hate the weather, love the vibe.
It was so nice. Dude, after you left, the weather got so nice.
A big spooky tornado.
A big spooky tornado actually did. The day Ryan left, I was still in Dallas, and this big-ass tornado comes out of nowhere and just completely decimated a bunch of shit. It was huge. And when we had to drop off the van, we went and we watched from a parking lot, and we watched this big-ass storm. Tornado was like 20 miles away, and there was so much lightning, and it was insane. It was a cool thing to watch, though. Luckily, nobody died from it.
Which is crazy, because if you see the aftermath, like,
it was insane.
Jackson was telling you sent me pictures. Were those pictures you took?
No, I didn't take those pictures.
Okay.
Well,
Jackson was talking to me, and he said like two elementary schools just have to close down and they have to move the kids because the schools are ruined.
I think all the schools got
closed.
Didn't
Home Depot get obliterated?
Home Depot got destroyed.
Highway signs and the roads and shit.
Cars flipped. I saw like a flipped 18-wheeler. And when you think about it, like, it's just wind.
Wait, so did you get to experience the whole, like, it's own, people say it sounds like a train, like tornado sounds like
I wasn't
train.
Close to it. I was like 20 miles or so from where it was.
Because this is boring now.
But my sister was pretty close. My sister was like a mile away from it. At the time, and she said all the sirens were going on.
Can you call her real quick and ask her if it sounded like a train?
No, I'm not going to give her. Please? She did. She
can I call her then?
Do you have her number?
No. Can you give it to
she's
me?
She's at work right now, Ryan. I don't want to stir. She has to fulfill tasks in work.
Okay, then who can I call that's been through a tornado before?
I don't know anyone that's been in a tornado. Hmm. It was scary though because, you know, I think there were two or three actually that ended up touching down. But my sister said that was really, really rare for that to happen, especially in October.
Did Justin's seen a tornado?
I doubt Justin's ever seen a tornado.
I'm gonna ask him. It's ringing. If he doesn't pick up, we're going to dock his pay. How much you think?
Dox him, too.
Well, first, let's figure out how much we're docking his pay when he doesn't pick up.
75%.
75%? Oh, okay, never mind.
Hello?
Hey, you sound like you're just waking up.
No, I'm not. I'm actually trying to get the second episode of Navy SEALs exported. I've had to restart my computer 4 times now because it's just like not opening the export window.
Ah. Well, I was calling because...
That sucks.
Matt and I were curious on whether you have ever been in or seen a tornado before. You have to think about it.
I feel like that's something you would just remember if you saw a giant spiral from the sky ripping things apart.
Is this a podcast bit?
No, we're just curious.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I have, but I've been very close to some. Oh, I haven't seen them because I've been in my basement, like, because I didn't want to die.
Yeah. Well, okay. So you know how they have that stigma or like that that thing that people say where it's like it sounds like a train. Does it actually sound like a train?
I mean, I wasn't that close.
Well, you were in your basement.
You said you were in your basement.
It
does sound like a train, though, from what I've heard.
Bro, I would have been like 8 or 9 years old. I was just listening to what my mom said. I don't know. She said it was close as fuck.
She just needed you in the basement for a few hours because she wanted alone time.
Justin, there's a tornado.
Go to the
get down, get down. She like locks him in.
Something like that.
Yeah.
It's like sunny outside and shit.
But I was just curious because I wanted to know if tornadoes actually sound like trains. But I guess it's still a mystery.
They do. My sister's.
If I had to guess, I don't think it would be a train, like with a fucking like horn and shit.
No, no. Yeah. Okay, what would it be then? Like a,
just the rumble like of a freight train.
Like,
fucking
like windy, rumbly, like shaky, like not safe.
Okay.
Something like that.
I was hoping it sounded like a giant, scary horn or something.
No, it's my sister's friend was really close, and I went right over her house, and she said it sounded just like a freight train going by. Just a big...
You should go to the middle of Kansas during tornado season.
That's my plan. I'd like to go to Oklahoma.
Can we go in an like indestructible ball? Just put ourselves in the middle of it?
Like a hamster ball? Like a big hamster ball?
Yeah, thank you, Justin. Thank you very much.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. Okay, bye.
Why,
Justin hates us.
He does,
You hear the disdain in his voice.
Why don't storm chasers do that? Just getting, like, those big, like, you know Bubble Boy? That movie? Like, why don't they just they get those big hamster balls. And just, because, you know, they're not going to get hit by anything if they're in there. They might get tossed around a little bit, but that'd be fun.
The problem is, though, that when you're going at that high speeds, that when you're bouncing around in a ball, you want to be strapped in. So if there was a way for, like, me to be, like, strapped in, or, like, how about this? You put me in, like, we make a cast, and you pour cement in it, and then I'm just, like, in the middle of a block of cement during a...
That sounds like a torture method. A tornado's coming at you, and you're trapped in a block of cement.
And so I get to like experience it, like go around in this giant block of cement because I'm the only thing that would be a problem is if anything hit me head on, like fate. Like
you're exposing the most valuable part of your body to the whole tornado. Your head, all but this I have debris.
Okay, how about this?
They could put a dome around your head.
Then it's just my face. It's just my face.
Your eyes could get gouged out by like
cement. I'll have safety goggles on.
So it's like
want to spin around in a tornado.
So it's a big it's a cube and just your face is sticking out and you have safety goggles
on.
Yeah,
and if it gets hit, it's not going to hurt me because I'm so solidified. Like I there's no vibration in it.
Have you seen what tornadoes can do to cement and shit?
We'll line it with diamond.
Okay, that's smart. There you go. They actually like it's terrifying how strong because it's just wind, but like, have you seen the video where it literally picks up a freight train and flips it?
Well, that's everything, right? Like, water's just water until it's a tsunami.
Yeah, true. But it's like, how the fuck does it rip trees out of the ground and flip freight trains and 18-wheelers? Like, that's scary.
What are the water tornadoes called?
Water spouts?
Is that what they're called?
Mm-hmm.
What about dust devils?
I've seen those in the desert before, but never like they're a tiny. Big one. I've they're seen little just tiny. Little tiny little twirly whirlies.
Yeah.
There's the fire tornadoes too. Those exist.
What are those called?
Hell.
Yeah.
That looks like hell is opening up. Because during a forest fire, they happen in California, because like during a forest fire, something happens, and then all of a sudden there's just this big fire tornado.
Yeah, the East Coast has hurricane season, and the West Coast has fire season.
Yeah. I had a dream last night. I walked outside, and everything was on fire.
Ooh.
Like there were fires everywhere I looked, and I was like, fuck, man, California's getting bad fires. And I wasn't at home, and I was trying to frantically figure out which direction my home was to see if it was where the fires were. Because that's like a real concern for people that live out in California.
Where I live, there was a hazardous air thing for like a whole 24-hour period. So essentially, and when I was outside, it smelled like a campfire.
Didn't you say it was making your eyes water and stuff?
I was in my car and it was making my eyes water.
Damn, but is that just little particles of like burnt wood smacking into your eyeballs?
I guess, yeah.
Is smoke just tiny little pieces of whatever was being burnt just floating in the air now?
Mm-hmm. Because matter can't be created or destroyed. It's turning into a toxic gas that fills your lungs and can suffocate you.
Damn, but if you're... Yeah, a couple weeks ago there were those massive fires up in... like north of the valley.
There were like three
huge
major ones.
Huge. I saw like a bunch of people's houses got burned down. Some people died. That fucking sucks.
There was you could smell it. Like, I'm pretty sure you could probably smell it from Santa Monica to Hollywood.
I could smell it when it was raging. It just goes all across LA.
Raging
it's nasty,
bowl.
Man. And then like, do you remember that one time a couple years ago, there was that forest fire that was pretty close to Glendale, and the sky was just like red.
Yep,
that was insane.
And then
like
we got to go on the roof of our apartment complex at the time and see.
It looked like a mushroom.
It was just glowing at night.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, when there were those fires in Burbank, you could just see on the mountains they were just like orange, glowing. It's crazy.
Well, I saw. Wait, did I even mention I saw Parasite? When I can't even if I remember. Whatever. I've seen three fucking. Fun movies. Well, not fun. Good movies. I saw Parasite. I saw Jojo Rabbit.
And
I saw...
Jojo Siwa's movie?
The Lighthouse.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How were they? Give me the Ryan McGee rundown.
The rundown. Okay, short rundown.
That's Ryan McGee's rundown!
Parasite's probably my favorite movie of the year. It follows kind of like your, like, typical narrative structure, but... it kept me guessing and kept me curious throughout it. Because usually when you watch a movie and if there's any form of mystery, I don't want to spoil too much, but if there's any form of mystery to it, you can kind of guess where those plot points are going to go based on movies you've seen in the past.
Like when Bruce Willis, it turns out he was actually your father the whole time.
Yeah. That's life. That's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but yes, along the same lines. But yeah, the tension kept building. Curiosity was always, you know, spiked. So, themes in it were clear to understand. So that's good. It's a really good movie. That's just you don't really have to think too much.
People have been raving about it.
Yeah,
everyone's been telling me to go see it.
I really like. I honestly think I've enjoyed this movie out of I think any movie I've seen this year currently. Jojo Rabbit was cute, and I know Taika Waititi, is that how you pronounce it? Whatever.
Yeah.
I know his...
He played Hitler, right?
Mm-hmm. Jojo Rabbit, because I didn't want to spoil Parasite at all, but Jojo Rabbit is essentially about a kid in the Nazi youth whose imaginary friend is Adolf Hitler, and since he is the kind of since it is an imaginative Hitler, he's... only kind of know stuff that a 10-year-old would know, so he has that sensibility
like
to
fun
him. So
Hitler.
It's very goofy.
Yeah,
and just you can tell from the trailers. I liked it, very enjoyable. But I I had a problem with the shift in tones. I thought that when it got serious, it didn't stick as much as I think it could have, because then the tone after presenting something so serious is kind of goofy. And I know that's what he's known for, is like a shift in tone. And I don't know. I just felt like with how serious the subject matter they betrayed visibly, there's one scene that I don't want to spoil. But there's one particular scene that's very just brutal to watch. And then afterwards they still try to pull on like the cutesy stuff. And I just feel like it was pulling me in different directions, and I didn't have enough time to kind of sit in it, to sit in, the negative mood of what was being presented. But I recommend watching it. And then The Lighthouse, I'm going to be honest, when I came out of it, I had no idea what I saw. I was confused as fuck, and it's because I went into it kind of expecting a very simple film in terms of just two guys at a lighthouse, and then visibly what I was being shown, and the way it was structured was a little bit confusing for me to piece a typical narrative structure to it. But then after getting out of it and thinking about it, it really was, like, from my interpretation, it was a very basic movie, just had a lot of symbolism and visuals that could make you want to think more, and when there really isn't as much, I guess. The symbolism is, like, very plain. Like, there's symbolism of, no, it's in the trailer, the symbolism of, like, a mermaid, for instance. Like, I at first, I was taking it very literally, but then you just gotta not really. I don't want to spoil too much, so it's hard for me to.
Yeah, I want to still go see it.
Around it. So, but I do recommend watching it if you're into either Robert Pattinson as an actor or Willem Dafoe as an actor. They both did a fucking phenomenal job. It's shot wonderfully. The music and like the score is great.
Can I ask one spoiler?
Yeah.
Do they kiss?
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that, and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You know what? Actually, there's a scene. Maybe. That's all I'll say.
Okay.
There's, I'm not going to say yes or all no.
All right. Well, now I'm excited to see it. Okay. I haven't seen any of them, so I can't offer any thoughts. But yeah. I'd
recommend seeing all of them.
I will. I got some. I'm super slammed this weekend, but you know, maybe I'll sneak away. Go see a little movie by myself.
If I were to put them in an order of ones that I think you should see or like that I, okay, my enjoyment, not
Parasite, Lighthouse.
Oh, Jojo Siwa.
No, Lighthouse.
Oh, yeah. Lighthouse?
And then Jojo Rabbit.
Okay, cool. Well, I like that. I like hearing my buddy's movie takes.
Yeah.
You know what? Because it's Spooky Megacast.
Ooh.
We haven't mentioned the most scary thing of all.
The Debt Collector!
No. He is. He's hounding me right now.
Oh, okay.
You're gay. See, I just called the Debt Collector gay. What's he going to do?
Matthew, I was listening to your podcast to learn information about, you know, just you and how responsible you are in paying back your debt so I can go about this case. You know, I take my cases seriously. When I heard that you called me gay.
You know, I was actually going to go easy on you. I like your podcast so much. But then you called me a homosexual, and I got to tell you, that didn't sit right with me.
It embarrassed me.
And my husband.
Yep.
And unfortunately, we're going to have to pursue you much harder.
We haven't come out yet.
So that was very rude of you.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, thanks.
Kind of stole the moment.
Anyway. Anyway, I'm surprised we haven't mentioned this yet. I think because it's just we're used to it by now. We got some big-ass news. Some big... Do you know what I'm talking about? See, we're that used to it by now.
Oh my god, okay, yeah. Well, my hair, okay, yeah. Our hair's gone.
We're bald now. Yeah. Both of us are bald.
Except mine's, since I have such
thick hair.
Yours
is like back already,
dude. I guess my hair is just full.
You have very thick hair.
There's a lot of it.
You got that Middle Eastern, like, thick, dark hair. I got that goofy white man, thin-ass hair. And basically, I haven't seen you in, what, 5 days, maybe? So last time I saw you, you were straight bald. And now you're...
No way it was that long.
Has it 4 or 5 days.
Okay, four.
And now you are... it's like... It's back. It's if I squint, it's just black.
Yeah.
Well, me, on the other hand, it's...
Well, there's a story to tell. It was at a live show.
Yes.
And I'm sure some of y'all... In fact, most of y'all listening, I would imagine have probably already seen either video or picture of the event.
Yes.
But it happened at our first show in the Texas tour, the...
Houston
show. Where at the end, during the Q&A, a very nice lass wanted to do an odds are with me and Matt. And I was the one that was kind of representing the two of us. Her odds are was, what are the odds are you drink the rest, or you two chug the rest of that wine? And there was like half a bottle left.
Yeah.
So it would have, not too bad. I think I did I do five or?
I think you did five.
No, I did three.
You did three, right.
And we didn't say the same number. And it was like, aw, but she got to play Odds Are with us, so I guess that was good.
With her fucking heroes.
I know, that's great. We're just her golden heroes.
Her golden girls.
One with the mane of 1,000 Greeks.
Yeah.
And then the other with the
Let's be nice. I could see that look in your eyes. I was waiting for it.
With the hair of the Arizona desert.
Thank you. A tumbleweed. A tumbleweed. First to top my head.
Anyways, so Matt, I guess, kind of feeling the moment, took it upon himself to then give me the odds are that I would shave all... You didn't say you shave your head. You said you shave... What are the odds are you shave all of your hair off? And I was like, fuck. So I thought about it. We're at our first live show. I want to give these people a good show. So I'm like, five. Because think about it. That sounds like a low number, but there's still an 80%. The 80% still on my side.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, there's only a 20% chance you'll have to shave your hair.
I know. And that's a very small percent.
Right. But it's risky. It's still very risky.
And I thought it would be good for the show. Even if I lost, it proves that, like, hey, I went for it.
You did.
As it turned out, we both said the number two.
We did.
And right then and there, you and Jackson and even the audience, you reacted at first, and then there was 50%, I would say, of the audience were screaming, no, don't do it, and shaking their heads.
Once the laughter subsided, they were like, stop, stop! But
you saw me. I was right away, like, you could see it in my eyes. It's kind of like when a criminal is given a life sentence verdict for murder. You can see it in their eyes where it's like, oh, my life is over. Yeah, that dramatic shift in their facial expression. So I was very just, I was like, okay, let's just get trash bags. I put a chair up there. I was just kind of,
yeah, the second I saw you grab, because you didn't like afterwards, you weren't like, yeah, let's do it. You just kind of looked at me and then you grabbed a chair and slammed it down. I was like, yeah. Oh no. And I came up to you and I whispered, I was like, Ryan, I'm giving you an out.
You don't, you like, there's
you,
no,
you don't have to do this. Okay. But I know it was funny.
Could you imagine if I backed out? I already backed out of Justin's first.
You'd be labeled a pussy. Here's the thing. If you had gotten Justin's tattoo, you probably could have gotten away with not shaving your head at that show.
That is true.
You can be like, look, I already got a tattoo. I've proven I can commit. You did it, though. You did the ultimate, what are the odds, committal.
At first, you tried to saw it off with a pocket knife, which
Harrison handed
lot.
Me a pocket knife and said, cut his bun. Or his not which, his bun, your... I tried.
Once you did that, I think eliminated it from being able to be donated to Locks of Love.
Yeah, it was kind of choppy. I could not get that. That wasn't a very sharp
but
knife.
But luckily, someone at the venue had an electric razor. You shaved my head off.
I shaved then, your whole head off.
Yeah, you shaved my head off. You shaved my head off. You shaved all of my hair off, my fucking...
Your beautiful mane.
Yep, and you being the fantastic and good-natured friend that you are, you took it upon yourself to make the same sacrifice, and you got your head shaven as well. And so for the rest of the tour, and for the rest of the time our hair is growing, we're both bald.
Yeah.
Or buzzed, I guess, now.
Yeah, you're buzzed. I'm still, I actually got it touched up yesterday,
mm-hmm.
or two days ago. I got it, I got it evened up, because it was pretty patchy. And the more it started to grow, the more I could tell it was, like, patchy. So I got that, got it all cleaned up. My sister came to the Dallas show. She saw me in my bald state. I hadn't seen her in over a year. The first
she
thing she
was
said,
brutal,
she
dude.
was really brutal.
Even on stage.
She was like, wow, I didn't realize your hairline was that high. And I was like, thank you. You know, Sam, I haven't seen you in a year, so I'm sure there's some things I could say about you, but you know, I'm gonna be a nice brother and not say them. Bitch. I'm just kidding.
But she essentially
She destroyed
she
me.
She exclaimed
on stage.
That she didn't realize that your hairline was that high.
And then I FaceTimed my mom and she kind of made the same comment and I was like,
it's not bad. I'm looking at it.
It's not horrible. It's not the best, but it's not horrible.
But it's been like that for a long
it
time.
It has,
that's
yeah.
Just, that's
I just
the
have
shape
a high
of
hairline.
Your hairline.
Someone's quick a compilation of me justifying my hairline, like mad in denial. No. I mean, it's been like this, you know? You know it's naturally high. I've been like, smash cut to your
I've looked
super
at pictures
mega.
Of like from high school and it's the same, so it hasn't changed at all.
I can't wait until like 2 years from now when we're doing Super Mega still and like I have that like monk haircut where it's just completely bald at the top because I have no hair. I'm like, no, it's always been this way. It's always been high.
I'm planning on growing my hair all the way back out to
Good.
Where it was because I liked having long
Maybe I
hair.
Will too. Maybe I'll grow my hair out with you.
Cool.
I haven't tried that as an adult yet. Last time I did, I was in like eighth grade. So maybe I
it's
will.
It's a nice feeling. Well, you know me. You'd probably. I don't know how you. Would you wear your? Because I wore mine up.
No,
most
I'd wear
time.
Mine down. I'd probably actually do a more of a middle part. Like I'd part it in the middle.
I am interested to see what that would look like
with some volume though. So it's kind of like pushed back.
Do it now before
actually,
before it's all gone.
I did it once.
That's what my whole thing is. Because my thing is like.
What do you mean
right
before
now,
it's all gone?
Because one day both of us will be bald.
That's not true. That's not, some old men maintain a beautiful head of hair until the day they die.
If they have money.
Well, no, just genes. You've got the genes, dude. You have a low-ass hairline. That thing is beautiful.
Yeah, my family, though, they don't have... Although...
Is your mom's dad bald?
Yes.
Okay.
But all of my cousins who have gone bald, they started going bald, like, in high school. Like, their hairline started shrinking in high school. So me... I'm like, I feel like
you're good.
I might have the lowest hairline out of the
Well, you're
family.
25, and I've heard that if you can get past like 22 or 23 with zero signs of hair loss,
are there
you're
zero
good.
Signs or look up here? Isn't
no,
that like a little
zero.
Start of something?
Zero. That is perfectly. Look at that. See that? That goes. A
but that's
high.
What I'm saying. Is this not a mini version of
no,
you?
No, not at all. Okay. That's just a natural shape. Okay, all right. Tilt your head down towards me. Okay, now. That's a nice.
What do you think about that? See that?
From the top, you can see it a little more.
Yeah, but when your hair grows longer, it's
I'm
not like.
I'm trying to find the picture to show you
of what
of my, of what it looks like when I part my hair in the middle. Because I did it for like 2 days just to try it. And I kind of want to go back to it. What month was it? Fuck me, man. Where is this fucking shit? Wait for it. Wait for it. I'm scrolling through my old ass pictures. Hold on.
You're really,
dude, just wait. Okay, man. You're just really give me a fucking chance.
I'm trying to give you a chance right now, Matt. But the audience is getting kind of tense right now.
Guys, here, like that.
Okay, yeah.
Where it's like, I'm not talking the type of, God damn, now I miss my hair a lot looking at that picture. I miss mine too, buddy.
I am not going to have that length of hair again, I would say, until around midway through next year. So by the time I'm 26.
Take some biotin. Make it grow faster.
I don't think I need to. My hair just grows pretty fast.
You'd be too powerful. If you took biotin, that'd be, you'd be way too powerful.
It's too much.
Your hair would just like, you're going to come in on Friday and it's just going to be like,
I just have a lot of hair in general all over my body.
You do. I'm not a very hairy guy. As you can see by my chest, I have one chest hair. I've always had this one.
So your hair aging, like this hair will eventually begin to curl and become more, I don't know, because my hair is very straight on my chest.
I don't know. I guess it might just be genetics. I have a little bit of real thin hair around my nips. Only my right nipple, really, though. My left one, not so much. Wait, look at this.
I have hair from my toes to my head.
I have my legs got some hair. My arms got some real fine hair.
I don't have too much back hair, but I have those little thick black strands that you have to, you know what I mean, though?
I have no back hair. Like, I do have that ass like hair, see, though.
Like the black.
I do, yeah.
Those little things.
The good Lord said, let's not give him a lot of hair on his head or his face, but let's make sure his ass crack, that thing is full of hair, you know?
It's pretty poofy.
Let's make wiping a real ordeal for the boy.
Well, if you ever lose it too much up top, you can borrow some from the bottom.
just ass, just shit matted hair. Just, hey. I mean, it's all hair. It's all the same. Yeah. Have you noticed about my nipples? Look at this. This one's very flat, mm-hmm. while this one's a lot more like pronounced. The pronounced one's the one that's with hair. The more flat one's the one that is kind of sadder with the hair.
Interesting.
So I have like one sad nipple and one more like, I think don't most people have one more pronounced nipple and then one more flat nipple? Does that mean this would be my better one for breastfeeding?
I guess you would notice that more in women.
Can I see your nipples? Can I see if you have one that's more flat than the other?
There's that one.
Okay, and then that one looks a little more flat than that. See, hey, that's your left nipple too. Your right nipple seems a little more pronounced. A little more erect. Now my nipples. Why? Nipples are weird as fuck, man.
I'm flicking them right now.
Flicking those things. A couple podcasts ago, we slapped our balls, guys. You're just flicking our nipples.
Yeah,
that shit hurts.
Doink, doink.
I wish it made that sound.
Doink, doink. Brrr. Yep,
Just crossing off the checklist of.
Are your nipples sensitive?
Very.
I mean, they're sensitive, but like for me, it's like it's more like
I can't have them touched. It's like
it's more just a, it just hurts. It's not like it hurts. It doesn't give me goosebumps.
It's like invasive feeling or like
no, it's just kind of like you know how like the top of your foot is a lot more sensitive than say your calf.
Yes, yeah.
That's how it feels like for my nipple. It's just a lot more sensitive than the thicker skin because it's thinner skin.
Nipples are very sensitive things. I cannot stand when people touch my nipples.
I don't like it when people like do like this whole thing.
What's that called? Something check?
They'd like scoop your.
Yeah, they'd scoop.
They'd do that. So I have like I literally have a defense mechanism where like I will get ready to punch someone because people did that to me in like middle school.
You get instantly filled with rage.
Yeah,
what does that for me?
What?
I can't explain why. Nothing makes me more pissed off. Like. Irrationally so than when I get a wet wheelie.
Really?
I just
so the wedgies have been fine on tour.
Wedgies are fine. Wedgies don't bother me. Wet wheelies, that's where it suddenly triggers something like primal inside me. I'm like, God, you fucking asshole. Like if you really want to piss me off, wet wheelie's the way to go.
There are a lot of things where you can change my mood instantly. Like if it's just like
oh, a quick slap in the head that it's like a fight or flight thing where your body's like fight.
You know, it's like okay, let's go.
I got that wet willy, time to fight.
Cuz the brain is like he's getting too close to me.
It's like an instant defense mechanism where it's like I'm being hurt, let's fight. It's like an animalistic instinct.
Yeah.
Wedgies don't bother me. I'm used to fingers going up my ass now cuz of you. You like to walk up behind me and give me the old
I go whoop. Right up.
You do. You. I mean, after 4 years of friendship, you've gotten really good at zoning in. Like, I know how to go straight. And
no,
I know
exactly
where
your asshole is.
It's not just. It's not like it's a sign. Like a slap. It's like a boing, like straight up in there. And it's like, oh, always makes me clench up. I think I have incredibly toned ass muscles because I've had to tighten them so much around you.
Good.
Like, ah!
You got. You're getting a nice ass. I'm working.
Thank you, man.
Ass,
you're helping me
dude.
Work my ass out. So then, when we could do that ass photo shoot for Patreon.
At our ass calendar, dude.
Yeah, let's do an ass calendar. Each
let's,
month,
let's
spread
do a super
more.
Mega nude calendar and sell it to our young fan base.
Okay, no censoring.
Of course not.
I mean, you don't need to censor much.
Yeah,
for both of us, that's a small. It's a small set of genitals, like a little like a pasta noodle.
A smaller set of genitals.
Oh, yeah, or a small set of genitals. Let's talk about scary stuff. The genitals talk was pretty scary, but let's talk about even scarier stuff.
How about this? I got something even more scary than the topic you're about to talk about. Ad reads!
We'll return to the spooky stuff after these ad reads.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Matt,
what?
You ever buy something online and then find out you could have gotten it for less?
Yes!
Well, it's worse than getting your chest hair torn out.
Or getting a wet willy.
Yeah. Not to mention, once that happens, you feel like you could be overpaying every time you shop.
Get that paranoia, that shopper's paranoia. I feel that.
Luckily, I have Honey, Matt. And so do you! It's the free browser extension that saves you time and money when shopping online.
Honey scans the internet for coupon codes and other discounts. Then, like magic, it automatically applies the one with the biggest savings to your cart at checkout. It knows about every coupon code out there, sale or discount at over 20,000 sites like Amazon, Macy's, J.Crew, Domino's Pizza, Sephora, Target, and more.
Just shop like normal, and Honey finds you savings, and believe me, it feels amazing. Like, Matt, didn't you just purchase something recently?
I did, Ryan. Actually, I got two things. First, the other week before tour, I ordered myself some new shoes. Jackson and I both hopped on one order. We each saved 20% on our shoes, which that's a nice little chunk of change. And I just bought myself a new washer and dryer. And guess what? Honey came through and saved me 15%.
Ooh.
And with a big purchase like that, you know, that's money I can be putting back into things like Super Mega.
How does it make you feel when you save that much money, Matt?
Oh, so good in my soul.
That's great.
And my wallet.
Honey has found its 10 million users over $1 billion in savings. Listen. There's really no reason not to use Honey, Matt. In fact, we both use it. The audience probably uses it. But for those who don't, get it. It's free. Just installs on your computer in just two clicks.
One, two.
Get Honey for free. Come on at joinhoney.com/megacast. What the hell did I just say?
You said that's joinhoney.com/megacast. Go get it, y'all. It's good shit. You know what else is good shit?
What?
Having shiny-ass teeth.
Whoa!
There's only one thing I love more than Ryan McGee, and that's brushing my damn teeth.
Ooh.
When I get home, I brush those suckers like crazy. And what do I use to brush those? I use something called Quip.
Ooh.
Quip is by far the best toothbrush I've ever owned. It's this little electric toothbrush that you get in the mail. You never have to charge it or anything like that. And every 3 months, they send you a new supply of toothpaste and a brand new brush head. So it never gets dirty or old.
Is that why you send me those Snapchats of you dancing and brushing your teeth?
Yeah, it is, baby. Yeah, it is. I brush those little suckers good with the minty fresh toothpaste. God, it does a good job.
Quip sensitive vibrations with a built-in timer guide gentle brushing for the dentist recommended 2 minutes with 30-second pulses, ensuring an even clean. What else?
Quip automatically delivers brush heads to you every 3 months for clean new bristles right on schedule.
The sleek, intuitive design is simple to use and comes with a travel cap that doubles as a mirror mount.
You can slap that sucker on your mirror. These thoughtful features make brushing something you actually want to do twice every single day.
Remember I was mentioning you dancing earlier?
Yeah.
Good habits matter to live a healthier life, like dancing and brushing your teeth, but mostly brushing your teeth with Quip. So help form fresh oral health habits with Quip.
Quip starts at just $25 and you'll get your first refill free at getquip.com/supermega. It's a simple way to support our show and start brushing better. No one likes nasty teeth, y'all, so go get yourself some Quip. You have to go to getquip.com/supermega to get your first refill for free.
Again, that's getquip. Sorry, that's getquip.com/supermega.
Quip starts at just $25 and get your first refill free at getquip.com/supermega.
And now back to your spooky entertainment. After Matt has to take a diarrhea.
I really do. It's been nonstop lately.
No, go ahead. I'll still announce it.
Okay.
I'll put in a fart sound effect here to transition into when we start talking again. We'll be right back after this fart sound effect.
And we're back.
We're back, ladies and germs, ghosts and ghouls. We are back. I took myself a nice little doo-doo. I made a Hot Pocket. Ryan played a couple rounds of Fortnite. Why are you smiling at me like that?
Because I had so much fun playing Fortnite.
You seem ecstatic. I'm glad it brings you happiness. You know?
Yeah.
Been having fun with it?
I do. I am enjoying it.
Chapter
right now.
2?
Yeah, I'm still not that good. Like, whenever I get into a fight with someone in the game, I can build a little bit, but I see these, like, fucking monsters just... They essentially will get 10 levels above me in terms of height within, like, 3 seconds, and I don't understand it, and so I just kind of have to... Except the fact that my brain no work well for Fortnite, but I still have a good time.
I'm glad that's what it's about, brother. As long as you can have a good time fortin' it up, you know?
Yeah, because I have Jackson and Gray.
I would like to play, too.
You know what? Hold on.
What?
Gray's not in school. I'm going to see, because he needs 1,000 followers on his Fortnite account, and then he can... get a code.
Oh shit.
Something. So I'm gonna see.
I followed his Fortnite account on Instagram.
I followed it too. I'm gonna call him to see if like it's against rules to mention his Fortnite account.
Nah, giving him a shout out, you know? he didn't ask for it.
That is true.
We're giving him a shout out.
I don't know if he wants a shout out for it or if he wants to gain it himself, you know?
I see.
I'm gonna have to call Hayden after this if he doesn't pick up.
Great.
Pick up his goddamn. It's only 8:17.
Damn. God, it's already 5:20? The fuck? I realized it was so late in the day already.
I'm calling his wife now.
Let me talk to her.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
See, first off, I just wanted to say hey and congratulations. Unfortunately, we can cut it if you want, but this phone conversation is being recorded.
By the FBI.
Okay. So... If you want to be,
surprised.
Yeah, it's you're on episode 165. If we don't cut you out, because you want us to, but we had a question because you know how Gray has a Fortnite Instagram account, right?
Correct.
And isn't he trying to get to 1,000 followers?
He is trying. He's like 260 something in.
Yeah. Is he against like us shouting him out on the podcast, or does he want to kind of gain it on his own without like our fans bulging in? You know what I mean?
Dude.
What?
Oh no.
Hayden?
Oh
okay,
no.
Okay, wait, you're back.
Hello.
Sorry. What did you say?
Hey, I'm back.
Yes. Hey.
I said he's really just trying to, the only reason why he's doing it. Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ryan Ryboy.
Yeah, what's up? Can you not hear me? Can you not hear me at all?
No, I can hear you.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. He's just trying to get to 1,000 so that he can just get some code that he wants.
He wants a creator code, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. So he's like, dude, I'm like just this creator code. So it's like he's like having a ball doing it.
Yeah, word for word. That's what Gray said.
Yeah. I mean, so would
is
he?
That Matt?
Yeah, hi, yeah, Aiden.
He's also here because I record the podcast.
Congratulations!
Thanks, Matt.
Miss you.
Hi, also.
But I mean, are you? Is he with you right now?
He's playing Fortnite.
Can you can you ask him something real quick and interrupt his game? Can you ask him if he would mind?
Want me to put him on speaker.
Yeah, put him on speaker.
Yeah, put him on speaker.
Okay, hold on.
Oh. A woman should never interrupt her husband's Fortnite match.
Hold on.
Uh-oh. He's in an intense fight, isn't he?
He's a great Fortnite player.
He clearly must be. He gave me the thing. He gave me the one moment.
Oh. Marriage off to a rocky start. Y'all gonna have to get some counseling.
He gave you a right one moment.
He said he understands.
I have to get that Fortnite counseling.
Can you hear him scream?
Put me on speaker and I can yell at him.
Yeah.
No, wait. He sounds like he just said he has no mat, so that he's in a dire situation.
You can give him one mat at least if you put him on speaker.
There's four people left.
Oh shit. Is he in duos or no? He's got to be in duos.
He's in duos with Jack, and Jack's down.
Ooh. Oh, come on.
Ooh. Oh man, I need to know what happens now. This is intense. It's like watching a live sports game,
or like hearing. It's like hearing it on the radio.
Oh man, when are they gonna start doing like Fortnite?
Matt are getting the live update of your. Oh, did you just lose?
Oh no!
I had already been knocked up. I was.
Oh, I thought Jack was knocked.
No. Ooh.
No. Oh.
Just hang up.
See, it was your fault, Ryan.
He's not gonna get a shout out. He's not getting a shout out anymore. That's embarrassing.
Gray. I want to.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. What's up, bro?
I'm so sorry that you just lost, dude. I feel bad for you.
Jack is still in the game. He's like,
oh, okay.
So Gray could win still.
Well, Gray, I'm only calling to know if I'm not allowed to shout out your Fortnite Instagram account or not.
You can.
I can? Dude, you're gonna get the creator code, dude.
This is true. I would totally get that.
No.
Oh, now they lost.
Oh, well, shit. We can't give him a shout out now.
Well, we love you guys, and we hope that Gray has more fun playing Fortnite. And Hayden, what were you doing before I interrupted your day?
Stardew Valley, of course.
Oh, sorry for interrupting Stardew Valley. Well, y'all get back to the grind.
Yeah, take
y'all
care, guys.
Fun.
All right, see ya.
Okay,
love you.
Bye.
All right. Well, I think Gray earned himself a shout out. His Instagram for his Fortnite is Gray with an E.
Underscore.
No, Gray Rhodes.
Oh, Gray Rhodes.
GreyRhodes underscore Fortnite.
So yeah, go
check
that
out. It's wild. He's got a nice little Fortnite account.
The only clip I've ever gotten is just a recent clip where I made another player think I was a bot in the game, and then I spun around real quick and killed him with a shotgun. It was actually pretty funny.
You little trickity trickster. Because
I saw what the bots do. Like, if you shoot at them, they'll, like, build a wall. And then they'll, like, start, like, gathering mats. And so, like, someone shot at me. So I just built one wall and then started just hitting stuff. And he walked over to me and just started looking at me. And I just went.
It was good. Love that, dude. How long until they put bots in real war? You know?
Robots?
Yeah, like, well, like, androids. Like, they look very human. But, like, they're not as skilled, of course, as the real players of war, but it's a much easier kill, but you know, you still don't want to run into one.
Yeah.
They'll hit a wall and start running into the wall.
Well, I think that's what the military would effectively want.
Robots,
right?
Fighting wars?
That takes away the nationalism part of it though, so that they could lose
where
a large
people go like
in that.
Like to devote their lives.
Mm-hmm. You need
you
that
go with the robots.
Sense of sacrifice, right? For nationalism to be a thing.
The robots can go first.
Well, the robots, see, I feel like war eventually will just be just robots against robots, right? Because drones versus drones, planes, like the moment we can get a computer to perform like an actual pilot, because there's that whole thing where it's like, see,
I can do something a robot can't. Think with my heart. And that's how I win the war.
You know, that type of shit.
At that point, they might as well just play each other in a game of Fortnite or Minecraft PvP because it's all computers.
A robot commits to a perfect barrel roll and like slows down and speeds up to a point that your brain can't register in general of like, how's he doing these maneuvers? And then he just fucking tears you to shreds. How about that for a robot? Where's your heart then? Out of your body on the ground.
Exactly, because the robot ripped you right out. I want a robot that doesn't even use guns. It just rips your heart out. Just and not metaphorically. Like, it doesn't...
No, like it will have like a rod. It'll have a rod that can like retract and stuff, and it can go out. So if it's close to someone, it just goes like a stinger, like a bee stinger. It just punctures your heart instantly.
That would be horrifying.
Like it'll just go around the battlefield, and it has a bunch of different limbs like a spider, and like it's just going... Like through everyone's, that's in something, isn't it? Oh yeah, that's it's in Spider-Man. He has in Spider-Man Homecoming, I think he has a thing where it's like instant kill, and these spider arms come out of the back of his suit, and they start going and targeting the weak point of like robots or whatever he's fighting.
How about a robot just with a big old boxing gloves and just
yeah? They already like made a movie about that with Hugh Jackman.
Wait, did they make a Rock'em Sock'em movie?
It's the closest we'll ever get to a Rock'em Sock'em movie. It was called Real Steel with Hugh
Jackman. Oh, I forgot about Real Steel.
yeah, dude.
I don't think I ever heard anything about that movie after I saw the trailer like a million years ago. How old is that?
I saw it in theaters.
Real Steel. Of course you saw it. How was it?
I bad? Can't remember it. I don't know.
Did you buy that copy of Delta Farce on Blu-ray, by the way?
I didn't, no.
Wait, it's $5, dude.
It'll still be there. No, a fan's going to go out and buy it. They don't know
Ryan,
where it
Ryan
is,
sent
though.
Me a picture.
They don't know where it is.
He found a copy of Delta Farce on Blu-ray for $4.99. And you're collecting Blu-rays. And I was like, your collection's complete. And then I was like, invite me over so we can watch it. And you were like, okay. Why didn't you get $5, dude?
Because you could just rent it for $5.
But then you don't own it for your fucking collection.
I don't want to own it.
Why not?
I want to cash.
You love that movie.
I want to cash my offering into the fire. I don't want to have a monolith.
You know,
everyone
is gonna now. Everyone is gonna send
a stack of DVDs in my apartment.
Yeah, everyone's gonna send a copy of it on Blu-ray to you now, to the PO box once it's set up. You're just gonna nonstop get copies of Delta Farce with Larry the Cable Guy.
Has
on
to be on Blu-ray. I don't accept DVDs.
You're gonna have to make a fucking shelf just for copies of Delta Farce for your collection. Now. If people send it,
you know
what
doesn't exist?
What?
Kangaroo Jack on Blu-ray.
I know.
I had to get it on a widescreen DVD.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Fuck. Still a part of my collection, but good. I can't call it. It's not a part of my Blu-ray collection.
It's a part of your good stuff collection.
I just bought 3 Blu-rays actually.
And none of them were Delta Farce.
No, it could have been the fourth one.
Literally could have just, for $4.99, Ryan.
I bought Midsummer, There Will Be Blood, and Home Alone.
Okay, those are all pretty good.
Yeah.
Those are all good movies. But none of them are Delta Farce or Compare. I haven't seen Delta Farce ever even.
Have you not?
That's why I wanted you to buy it, so I could come over and watch it with you.
Okay.
But no, $4.99 is too much, well, man.
When I get the opportunity to buy Delta Farce again, I'll
You're
do
not
it.
Going to have that opportunity.
What do you mean?
Again.
I could probably order it on Amazon.
I bet it's not. I bet it's more expensive. I guarantee it's more expensive on Amazon.
No way. It's going to be like $6.99.
That's it. More expensive than $4.99. Just prove my point.
Delta Farce.
Blu-ray. Look it up. What is it? Is it $4.99 or below?
It's $7.69.
$7.69.
What a deal.
That's $3.
I didn't know I was getting such a good deal. There's only 14 left in stock, too.
Someone's going to go buy them all up just for when we open our PO box to send
them.
How
is that possible? There are 14 left in stock, in parentheses, more on the way. Are they still
making
Blu-rays
of Delta Farce? Because our fans are going to start buying them all. There's going to be this sudden boom. There's going to be a boom like, holy shit, people must really like Delta Farce again.
What if we get a Delta Farce sequel because of this podcast?
Everyone, go out.
I'd die.
I need you all to go out and buy copies of Delta Farce and stockpile them until we open our PO box and then send them all to us so we can have the world's biggest Delta Farce on Blu-ray collection.
If anybody, if you were in a high up industry and this segment of the podcast is getting to you, look at our numbers, you know, just look at our podcast, look at our YouTube channel right now. I would love to do one of those shitty sequels. You know how they did the Tooth Fairy 2 with, instead of The Rock, they used Larry the Cable Guy and it went straight to DVD and not in theaters. How about you make a straight to kind of Redbox or a streaming service because no one gives a shit, direct sequel to Delta Farce with cameos of the original cast starring Matt and I, a YouTube-read original series.
That would be huge.
I would do that. Of course I would do that. I would write it. I would direct it. Matt, you and I would co-write, co-direct, co-star.
Oh, my God. We'd probably win a couple Oscars.
Of course we would.
A couple Academy Awards for that.
Dude, I'm legit. I'm getting... Do you see how pumped I am at this idea?
I can feel the energy. I'm getting pumped, too, dude. So, guys, for this to happen, the makers of Delta Farce need to see your support. So, like I said, go on any website you can. Buy as many copies of Delta Farce on Blu-ray and DVD as you can, and send them to us once our P.O. box is set up.
And then
we were going to have a bookshelf of just Delta Farce on DVD.
Whoever has a Twitter that's involved with Delta Farce, send them tweets that are like, more Delta Farce? Delta Farce sequel in
Delta
the works?
Delta Farce 2 starring
YouTubers?
Make
it trend, dude. Make it trend. Well, you're not going to make it trend.
All they see is Delta Farce 2 starring YouTubers, so they end up getting like FousiTube and like just like a bunch of YouTubers like Logan Paul.
We wouldn't hire him to be in the movie.
Yeah, but what if they don't even hear this idea? They just see tweets about a sequel starring YouTubers. So they're like, that's a good idea. Let's do it. And then they pick the YouTubers.
It'd be Logan and
Jake
Paul.
We'd get Frank Javsey in it. He could be someone.
Do you want to guess, take a wild guess on who the Mexican antagonist is?
Could it be George Lopez?
No.
Wait.
You're not thinking.
I'm not thinking. Mexican antagonist. Is it a Mexican actor?
It is a very famous Mexican actor.
Who, Danny Trejo.
Yes.
It's easy, man.
Of course.
Does that mean we could get Danny Trejo and Jeff Dunham in it?
Maybe. Oh, we could definitely get Danny Trejo in it.
He seems like he's just down for it. He has a donut shop. He has a taco shop in LA, and they're good. They're really good. I had his tacos. I ordered his tacos one night. They're really, really good tacos. Apparently, he just wants to make good food, so he opened up his own restaurant.
Look at that.
They're fucking good tacos. If you're ever in LA, stop by Trejo's Tacos or Trejo's Donuts. They're both good.
How about...
I love Danny Trejo.
How about Delta Farce 2? It's when it has nothing to do with anything of the army. This is a separate idea. How about this? A separate idea. You and I are two southern boys, and all of a sudden a tornado transports us to real life New York City. And then
we're in Iraq!
We're in New York City! I never seen a building that high before!
I like that. Delta Farce 2, the Big Apple.
Yes! Oh, it's so easy to shoot.
Oh my God, yeah, just get a couple filming permits for New York City, go shoot it in a day or two.
Yeah!
Because it can't be that complex, you know?
No.
Go shoot the shittiest, no like way. Shoot an alleyway, shoot in front of the Empire State Building.
Shoot your dad.
No. Well, if Jeff Dunham, I would give my dad a cameo where he gets shot by Jeff Dunham.
Oh, man. What if we...
Can there be a scene where Jeff Dunham fucks a puppet?
What if... Yes! What if we did Delta Farce 2, except we tried to make it like... You know how Logan, the Wolverine movie, how it made it more like dark and gritty compared to like the goofy comic booky movies?
We make a real war movie.
We make like a really dark and gritty war movie with Larry the Cable Guy,
like,
and all of his buddies
in Iraq in like the mid 2000s,
like,
and it's
very
just, it's
violent,
so violent,
very
graphic.
Fucked up too.
He has to like kill a civilian child like to get out alive. He has to kill a whole family to make it back to the base.
He has to defuse a bomb that's embedded in the stomach of an Iraqi child.
So he has to kill the child to get it out, to defuse it.
Which I think happens
in Delta Farce 1.
In Hurt Locker.
Really?
I think there's something like that. I can't remember.
Damn, that shit sucks.
Hurt Locker.
I would like a...
Starring the man who made his own social networking site, apparently.
Jeremy Renner?
Yeah.
He did. He made his own app. It's like a social networking app.
Was his face
the
icon?
Yes, it was like the Jeremy Renner app. I'm serious.
No.
It wasn't like his own project where it's
it
like...
It wasn't his face.
It's not...
The logo wasn't
his
face.
No, I'm serious.
What?
It's
called like the Jeremy Renner app, and it's a social network.
I'll look it up for you. Like, it's not just like a social network made by Jeremy Renner.
Some celebrities have no fucking clue what universe they're living in.
The app has got shut down. Okay, here, I'll show you.
It's like they were frozen in time on a distant planet 5 billion years ago as like the prince of Xenon.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden they crash land in our ocean and then melt away, and they still think they're very popular princes.
Are you saying Jeremy Renner is not at the peak of his popularity? Listen, online trolls have killed Jeremy Renner officially. They killed him! A mobile app introduced more than 2 years ago as a gathering place for fans of, you guessed it, Jeremy Renner. It was literally he made his own app for his fans to gather. I'm saying, and it's existed for 2 years apparently. And yeah, it was, and people actually used it. Like it was a real fucking app. That's insane. I like Delta Force 2 being like a gritty war sequel. That's good. That's really good. Anyway, you think that about does it for this one? For this spooky podcast? It's really nothing that special about Spooky Megacast. It just happens to be in that week and the thumbnail's all spooky and the background's all spooky. Look at the spooky background on YouTube. Wow.
Ooh. Do we still have the spooky background?
We do.
Where? We can rip it from last year.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much for tuning in.
Yeah.
Go check it out on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, whatever I think they killed iTunes. Check it out on whatever.
Bye.
Bye.
Boo!
Boo, happy Halloween.
It's not Halloween, you fucking asshole.
Well, people listen to this on Halloween.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.